Prayer for Our Minds by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:2. While tucking my young son into bed, he would sometimes tell me he couldn't go to sleep because of scary thoughts. I always reassured him with lots of mom cuddles and this kid-friendly advice. Think about good things, I'd say. Then we'd spend a few moments listing all the good things that came to mind. Our impromptu gratitude list would turn into a nighttime prayer, and I'd hope that the bad thoughts would stay away long enough for him to drift off to sleep. As an adult, I can have the same struggle with thinking about good things. If I let my guard down, my mind automatically wanders to the worries and frustrations of that day. I begin listing all the things on my to-do list instead of the blessings from my Heavenly Father. It takes intentional effort for me to redirect my mind. Have you ever noticed how hard it is to keep your mind focused on good things? Paul instructed believers with these words of hope. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:2. He knew how forceful the pull of worldly things could be. He wanted to equip Jesus' followers with the truth. We need to daily set our minds on things above. Keeping our thoughts centered around God's goodness doesn't come easily, so we shouldn't get discouraged if our minds keep wandering. Let's pray this prayer for our minds as we say no to negative thoughts and redirect our minds on the good things of God. Dear God, I'll admit, I have a hard time keeping my mind on good things. I start my day with prayer and gratitude, but then those thoughts fade as I face one frustration after another. Forgive me for letting daily worries become a priority over your goodness in my life. Lord, your word says that I've put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Colossians 3:10. I understand that my mind is renewed because I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. May the Holy Spirit cleanse my mind from anything unrighteous and help me focus on the things of heaven. When I set my mind on you, I find peace, rest, and new hope. I give you praise because every good and perfect gift comes from you. James 1:17. Thank you for touching my mind and giving me good things to think about. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.